Awareness for the cry for help in Aleppo is growing. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The horrors in that city aren't new, but the people's desperation is finally grabbing the world's attention. Why now? We'll look at that coming up. And then we'll ask, what if a gift you gave to an unsafe friend or family member could actually start a conversation about Christ? We'll take a look at a couple of these stories to get your hope quotient growing in just a moment. Our first stop, Syria. On Friday, the evacuation of thousands from Aleppo was suspended amid confusion over a broken truce. The Syrian government's campaign to wrest control of the rebel stronghold has left nothing but ruin and heartache. Survivors began posting their farewell messages on social media, and their desperation struck an international chord. Open Doors USA spokeswoman Emily Fuente says their partners have been helping to provide the essentials to survive.
God's doing a work in spite of all that's happening in this country, but it is a country that desperately needs our prayers. It's a country that will take a long time to ever recover, and that's so difficult for Christians who want to remain in their country and be a light. It's getting closer and closer to being impossible, and so they very much need our prayers.
But the reality is grim.
Aleppo's just one city where people have been trapped. There's been many cases of people starving because either the rebels or government have been blocking aid from coming through.
As stragglers hide in the ruins waiting for any semblance of hope, let's be praying for an army of prayer warriors and financial supporters for these modern-day heroes of the faith.
They've had people ask, why are you doing this? And they said, God compels me, and it's an opportunity for them to share their faith.
And though summer seems pretty far away right now, one ministry is gearing up for summer camps in Latvia. God has grown the work in that country, turning a one-week summer camp into four. Allison Wilson of Orphan's Heart says it gives the children opportunities in a couple of different ways.
In Latvia, it's very much a secular culture. And so for a lot of these children, you know, they're living in meager home environments. And so otherwise, they would never get to experience a camp environment. And so this is a great way for us to be able to build relationships with these children and share the gospel with them first and foremost.
The day camp is similar to summer camps in the United States. They have games and crafts, and they also get a healthy meal while they're there. But the impact isn't made in just one week.
The follow-up on our ministry there is that we're trying to connect them with an evangelical church so that even when we're not there during the summer, that they'll have a Christian locally in their community that can help, you know, continue to work with them and hopefully lead them to Christ one day.
There are a few ways to partner with Orphan's Heart through child sponsor programs, short-term mission trips, and prayer. But they're also looking for people to join them at the camps.
We're actually looking to send four interns this year to Latvia for 4 weeks to work to help us run this summer camp.
And finally, we've all seen those lists, what to buy for the person who has everything. So instead of gifting another tie that'll join the ties of Christmas past, how about buying a gift in that person's honor for someone in need? Operation Mobilization has their Christmas catalog out with some great giving opportunities. So if your grandpa is most at home on his farm, give a goat to a needy farmer in his honor. If your aunt's a teacher, you can give in her name to send a child to school in Malawi or India for a whole year. Operation Mobilization's Chris Fedlam says there are multiple ways to give, and they all have a deeper spiritual impact.
The gift itself, of course, goes to an individual living in largely impoverished conditions, but meeting these urgent physical needs, that really allows us the opportunity to connect with individuals and gives us a platform to meet the much greater spiritual poverty need by sharing the gospel.
Find OM's Christmas catalog link at missionnews.org.
In connecting with a mission and seeing how their children or their family members get involved or become more aware, not just of the needs of people, but of the spiritual needs of the 2.8 billion unreached people in the world, it's an opportunity for you not just to give and do something good, but it really is an opportunity for spiritual growth for you and for your family.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Groups like Christian Aid Mission are offering a Christmas gift catalog to help other ministries around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for it at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.